Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. New Bedford is home to the top-grossing fishing port in the country. It's also home to dozens of fish houses that process what's caught at sea. Cutting and packing fish has always been cold and difficult work. The job and the pay have changed over the years. As part of our week-long Bostonomics series, The Future of Work, WBUR Simone Rios shares the past and present of the New Bedford fish houses and takes a look at the future that could change fish-cutting jobs once again.
The mighty fleet of scallop and ground fishing boats is the first thing you notice from the docks of New Bedford. But on land, in factories all along the waterfront, hundreds of workers toil away in fish processing plants, washing, cutting, and packing more than 100 million pounds landed each year in the port.
My name is Pat Hughes. I'm from New Bedford. Been down here my whole life. Involved in the fishing industry going on 50 years. And done it all, seen it all, met a lot of people.
Nearing the end of his career, Hughes still works in the business at a scallop processor in the city. Hughes stands on a pier where he recalls several fish houses once stood.
This was just loaded with people, and it was just a hopping place. I mean, you had all different nationalities. You had Spanish, you had Norwegian, you had Portuguese, you had, you know, obviously Americans. It was just one big melting pot, you know?
Back in his day, Hughes says there were plenty of blue-collar jobs in New Bedford. You could work in the textile mills, but cutting fish paid significantly more.
I had to go cut fish because it was a lot of money, you know? And you bring home $90, $100 a week, that was a big pay, you know?
But that was when the fish cutters were unionized. By 1981, Pat Hughes had left the industry to make even better money out at sea. Then a strike led to the end of the fish cutters union. Labor historians say wages plummeted, and the largely Portuguese workforce was replaced by indigenous Mayans. They preferred the hard, cold work of fish factories to their lives in the Guatemalan highlands. The cutting machines and conveyor belts hum at Burgee's Seafood. It's one of about 40 processors in New Bedford. At their stations are dozens of workers in white aprons and hairnets, mostly silent, focused on cutting fish. Tomás Calel has been working here 17 years. He says the most important thing is that he has work. That's why he came to the United States from Guatemala, he says, to work. Tomás Calel may be content at Burgee's Seafood, but other New Bedford fish houses are described by labor advocates as 19th-century-style sweatshops. Complaints range from wage violations to the coercion of workers under the threat of deportation to people getting mangled and even killed in fish-cutting machines. Efforts to unionize over the years have failed, but with the help of local labor groups, some cases have led to restitution for workers. Otoniel Riz Benito introduces himself in his native Quiché language. He came to New Bedford from Guatemala in 2001 and has worked on and off in the fish houses. Benito says he got fired from his most recent job for standing up to his boss.
I didn't say anything the first three or four times he yelled at me. Then I approached him in good faith and I said, "Sir, we are not slaves. We work hard and we do what's asked of us."
Benito says at the end of the day he was given his last paycheck and told not to come back. But he hopes he doesn't have to work in the fish houses much longer.
The truth is, with all the time that I've worked in the industry and all the things that I've seen, no.
No.
Benito works in fish processing because he doesn't have many job options. But in the years ahead, technology might do away with even the option of cutting fish.
Fish.
A promo video from the German firm Bader envisions the fish processing of the future. Proponents say today's fish cutters will become tomorrow's machine operators. Bader calls itself the worldwide leader in fish processing machinery, and it wants to bring the latest in technology to the most lucrative fishing port in the United States. The company says New Bedford's fish processors are well behind their peers in places like Denmark. Dennis Schreiber of Bader North America estimates as much as 70% of processing is already done by machines. Schreiber's dream is to conquer the final 30%.
That's basically the name of the game, to eliminate manual labor and to also increase the value of each fish.
Schreiber says it's already possible to process a fish by machine, from cutting the head off to serving a perfect boneless fillet. But the cost of technology, like X-ray, robotics, and water jet cutting tools, is still too expensive. Schreiber says as the tech gets cheaper over the next decade, 100% automation will be within reach.
We're all striving towards that full automation. It's just a matter of time.
Of course, the company that sells the machines wants the machines to take over. But fish processors say the need for human labor isn't likely to go away anytime soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.